Yeah, okay, good. All right. Okay, sorry for the delay. Before I felt badly, I thought, wasting everybody's time, and I was wasting Goldie's time, too. Okay. Whoever is new has to find out, who's Goldie. Okay. We were discussing the concept of the Ava, et cetera. So first, just two quick ha'aros that were brought. I think Avi brought to my attention. Where's Avi? The Tosa Rosh, right? Avi just pointed out that Tosis's view on the Pei Gimel Amid Beis, which throws a little bit of a monkey wrench, I guess, into the whole chalos get me Ava idea, because Tosis says that in that situation, where you're megarish. Without a heter l'shuk, there wouldn't be a tour of yibum. So the Tosa Rosh al Atar disagrees, right? You have it there, Avi? So that's very just the sheet itself is very important. So it's considered to be Grushas Achiv, even with respect to Yibum. Okay, so that's a sensational sheet. That's very important. That's number one. Number two, I just wanted to mention very quickly, I think Akiva mentioned to me, about Rav Chana Wasserman, that I had suggested that the Rambam's view of Reah Haget seems to be Medivrayim, and even though the Shagas Aryeh says that Medivrayim means good gimel midos, which I think it's much easier to say when the Rambam says Medivrei Sofrim than when he says Medivrayim. But either way, I was trying to explain that what's peculiar in the Rambam is his quotation of the Pasuk, which it's a little bit like how the Ramban, the Ramban's famous Shita in Parshas Emor, when he wants to explain that Shvusim are on Shabbos are a mitzvah saseh, that they're doraisa. So he starts off by quoting Rashi, who says that it's an asmachta, etc. So the Ramban says it's one thing to have an asmachta, but you don't say something's midrabanan, and then quote the pasuk. Like a typical asmachta, you just don't say anything. You just say here's the din, and it's based on this pasuk, and then you leave other people to figure out that he didn't mean it. It's an asmachta. Says the Ramban. But if you're going to say something's drabanan, then don't say that it's based on a pasuk, which leads the Ramban to conclude that, in that case, that it's really doraisa. And what the idea is that the shvus is on one level drabanan and another level doraisa. Anyways, but it's something similar to that the Rambam. The Rambam is just very strange to say that something's midivrayim and then to quote a pasuk. So what I was suggesting was, and I really believe it, is that what the Rambam's saying is this is midrabanan, but this midrabanan is still based on a certain principle, daraisa, namely this idea of psul kahuna, of grusha really is, and therefore the idea that even if it for technical reasons it doesn't work, but midrabanan it's considered to be grusha, meisha, and that yisod would be enough for the psul, and that's kind of what he's saying. So Akiva brought to my attention that Rabbi Chana Wasserman in Kovetz Ha'aros doesn't exactly say it that way, but he says it, what he does say ends up being very similar. So what does he say exactly?
So he says that Ido Raisa, if a woman is a Gresh just from her husband, there's a psul kahuna. The problem is that can never be Mothi of a Metzias, because you can't just divorce a woman.
Meaning in theory, Isha Grusha Meisha would be possible. Just said Lamaisa, there's no such thing, because if you don't have the heter part, then it's just not going to work. So that's a very similar. First you hear that and then you scratch your head and say, what does that mean? Why is he quoting something that's not true? But I think what he means, I didn't get a chance to look at it, is what I'm saying, basically. Meaning the yisod of this drabanan, is built on a principle. Daraisa perspective on two things, a component of Geirushin, as well as the nature of the psul grusha l'kahuna. So that's very important. Okay, So the last thing that we were discussing was this other idea of, or this expanded idea of Gerushin Me'ava, right? And the tshuva of the Levush. So somebody asked me why it's not in the Levush, you know, which is a great question. But we know that where it comes from or where it appears, and that's in the tshuva of the, you know, Maram Milublin. So I just looked at the whole thing again. I hadn't seen it in a while. And he addresses in the tshuva, you know, why it's not in the Levush. Ah. But anyways, it's there that he has like an expanse. So I just wanted to just read a little bit, you know, from it. This is the tshuva. You can just put it up for, it's a massive tshuva. It's a fascinating, the whole thing is fascinating, because as far as I know, this is the first, I mean, again, Rabbi Yochanan Fishel, both parts are fascinating. Rabbi Yochanan Fishel Perlo thinks that all the Gaonim believe this, and it's the majority view. I'll read a little bit from that in a second. But as far as I know, the first person to really formulate this in any kind of serious fashion was the Levush. The context is, it's the tshuvas of the Maram Lublin, who is like a contemporary of the Levush. I mean, this is the end of the 16th century. And really, it's tshuva, the original tshuva is Simen Kuf Chaf Beis, not of Levush, but of the discussion of Simen Kuf Chaf Beis in the tshuvas of the Maram Lublin. It's like a very fascinating and a bit sordid, you know, case. Basically, that's why, you know, we're going to save Binyamin's voice, because, you know, Yehuda, you want to just the, if just the beginning, just of Kuf Chaf Beis for a second. I know you didn't see it in advance, but it's a bit of an interesting tale. I mean, you had this person who was, it was a marriage, it was working very well, Baruch Hashem, and you know, initially, the husband got very ill. He got a bad prognosis, and you know, he wanted to, he wanted to forestall his wife, you know, being zakuka ligibum. So basically, he, you know, and they wanted him to as well, family members, you know, and the rabbanim. So everybody said to him, "Don't worry, it'll be fine. Give her, a get." You know, and they had all sorts of financial conditions, and you know, if you recuperate, if you recover, you know, everybody will, she agrees to remarry you. You know, there are all sorts of financial penalties. You have it just for a second there, Yehuda? You have it? Yeah. The question is Kuf Chaf Beis, just for a second. This is like the background. Go ahead. It even says Tamu of Azar.
Yeah.
That's, you know, in Vienna. So sad. Although he recovered, that part was good. He's from Lvov. What's Lvov?
Lvov.
Yeah. Lemberg.
Ah.
I want to get geography credit for that.
Lvov is still a city. I mean, it's a city.
What?
Lvov is what it's called nowadays, no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Rishto Maras Batsheva.
Maras Batsheva, Vans Hakasin, Rab Ravinu, Leifish.
Yeah.
Vigufa Dugda Hachi Hava, Shekodim Sheba Harab, Amisadar Al Shemira.
And Sadaget, in other words.
Sadaget, all the Shemira. Lo elav amrulo, ye lo, amat ishtar chalitza, me'achecha.
Me'achicha.
Me'achicha.
Asei na, zos, dechaz decha.
V'sein get, l'ishtacha, l'ishtacha. Halo, lo yazik lach.
You can see what's going on here. It's like, you know, it's like they're a little bit too, you know, kind of persuaded. No, it'll be good, it'll be fine.
Yeah,
again, you know, the more times that they say to him, Kilo Yazik Lecha, are you counting?
If you get to seven, that's going to be.
Yeah. When they say chas v'shalom, it's, you know.
to the canon tonight.
Machlad and Gamor, right? And he's going to make a financial. And he's a tzair, meaning Nebuch, you know, the guy, you know, he's trusting, you know, you can almost see this poor guy, you know. He's ill, he's trusting, yeah. And Minlahem, Batachbahem, Samach al Debrayem, that's already a triple. Kihunar, he's 16 years old. And he said, Kiger Be'eretz Nachriya.
He's like this.
That's only good part of it. Okay, I'm not clear where it sits. The other one is also, it's very, you'll see how long it is. It's scrolling, you'll see. This is a massive tube. But anyways, what happened was the poskim there all said he doesn't have, you know, she doesn't have to marry him, you know, and, you know, all the, it was a whole financial, you know, arrangement to begin with. You know, they, you know, the financial arrangement isn't binding, you know, and, you know, basically the poor guy, you know, was, you know, he was, you know, unhappy, to say the least. Anyways, so Maran Belublin, you know, really thinks that, you know, he was a victim, and you know, that there should be an obligation to marry, or the get shouldn't be chal, or he should have to give her another get in order for her. That the first get should not be chal, but the makilim in the community, you know, went in the other direction. Obviously, he's like from a, you know, a family that had a lot of clout, you know, and the mother at one point was like, you know, this. Like there's a line in there about the daughter and the mother. It's not really the daughter, it's the mother, but everybody knows the mother anyways is controlling the whole thing. Like it's a real, you know, situation. Anyways, that's Kufchav Beis. And Ram Lublin says in his opinion, like, you know, they you know, tricked him basically, and therefore the original get should not be chal. And but this was like a huge you know, controversy in the community. So this is the background for the Tshuva of the Levush, which is Simen Kufchav Gimel, if you have that. Maram Lublin said you need another get, the get isn't chal, you know, they're still married, etc. And again, but he was, you know, whatever. And then they solicited the view of the Levush, and he came up with this whole thing, as you'll see. Go ahead. The Helecha Tshuva Sagon Bor, you have that?
Yeah.
I'll tell you where to skip, because I have a... I mean, he answered, the Levush answered before he saw the Maram Lublin's tshuva. His view was that she is really kind of an aguna in the sense that either she what she could do is marry him, that's his psak, but otherwise, you know, not only is the first get not chal, but the husband, and this is a little bit chuda, cannot give her a second get either, right? As we'll see why. No, because of this idea of the get mi'aba, so he's no longer her husband, which I think is a big chiddush, vis-a-vis, you know, the heter l'shuk, since he's no longer her husband in heter, he's no longer her husband to be matir, her iser, either. And that, of course, is half good for the, you know, 16-year-old, you know, husband, in the sense that he wanted the marriage back, but, you know, it has a downside because, you know, if somehow that, if she refuses to marry him, you know, then she's totally stuck. He can't even get her a divorce if he wants. Okay, you'll see why in a moment. Raksha Yamatzrich.
Interesting line that the Mishri Bashwar said that he used the koach to get out of, or not to get out of, get Abba for the get. Lo'osar, but not the get.
Correct. He can't give her a get lahatir. That's a chiddush.
So the Rivash thinks you can. It's just you need to get a new get. You can't use the old get because you use the,
correct,
the piece of paper with the sharpest.
Yeah. Right. Raksha Yamachachos Lachso the Balan Rishon.
And
he saw that everything I said was true. Yeah, but Haskamaso, but that was because he was of, he ended up being of the opinion that he was hoodwinked, meaning the, you know, the youthful Hassan, and therefore even the get me Ava was betos. But this is the chiddush, that in other words, even if there, because even if you hold a get me Ava, the idea that he's not a bailim to give the matir part, that's not pashut at all. That's subject to dispute. Okay, so just a little bit of the argument. This is where it comes from. So you have the part Abani b'shamiyas advarim anal. It's a very, very long tshuva. It's long. It goes through all the things and whatever. I'll read a little bit. You can catch up. Abani b'shamiyas advarim anal be'ishakarus advarim anal ba'azni amarati. First of all, this beautiful, you know, the outrage and the, like, you know, the pathos and all this is very beautiful. He says, Amarati mar'idu mishtomeim al hashmua. You have that part up there?
Yeah.
It's a bunch of paragraphs later.
Yeah.
V'libi bo'er ka'esh b'kirbi.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Shalu b'liban l'afi yisrael l'hadil hem chomros k'esh k'ish korbas k'mzeim v'yisrael k'lila v'k'lila v'k'si slangi ruach
bitni
v'marati l'man z'yvan lo
Ech Hashem, Laman Yerushalayim, Lo Ashkot. He's playing, it's a little bit of a play on the words, you know. Tzion is, means Yisrael HaMetzuyanim. Okay. The Mitzvos Chamuros. Leiraos. Shalem. Okay, now if you could skip, I don't remember how the, I did this. It was very long, so I just took out the parts I wanted. But acha kedim lahem sheila gedola v'hiklu lalakol. You have that?
Yeah.
Go ahead. This is the key part. Just so you should know, this is the original that they're getting it from.
Acha kedim lahem sheila gedola v'hiklu lalakol. Vizek yaduam for samhu shlema shehi b'sof gitin atzadi shomer sham tal.
So this is also just, I mean, this is a way, you know, aside from this issue itself, which is, this is the you know, precedent tshuva. Agav, he makes some ha'aros that also just reinforce, you know, part of our previous, you know, discussion. So he's scandalized, not scandalized, too strong a word. He's surprised, he's astonished, maybe, somewhere in between. He's astonished that it's so pashut, you know, that lo matzah ba'erbas davar, that you that not only you'd be allowed to be megarish, but that the get would be chal. I mean, that if there wasn't a real you know, problem or justification, that there would be a chalos geirush. That's his initial, v'animi yom amdi aldati, which is probably even before he was 16 years old, you know, in his case. Hayiti mishtomeim umatmiya. That's a sign. Shemashma uta filo. So I guess it's just an interesting window into, you know, the thinking of the young Lavush. But, you know, just like, you know, if you read the Psukim, then you read the Mishnah, like, you know, this isn't so pashut. You know, the Ein Lomar, only you can learn it from the Gemara, the Shakavataria, the Isasham.
Yeah.
So that's the Gemara that seems to actually address that question and say the b'diavad it works. He said, "Upirish Rashi, go to that space Hillel." Right? You can read quickly. We know all this because it's all stuff that we've done. But what he's saying is the mashmash of kol adam yachal garish. Maybe that's the makar that b'di'eved, there are no, b'di'evids, there are no ma'akev standards. So I get kores, afilu matzav v'stavar, afilu megarish machmas ava. You see what's going, it's already leading him into this. He says, no, he says, I don't think even that's a raya. Why? Kedain ani shol the omer, go ahead. That's also fascinating. He's comparing, Havitz, and I don't know whether Tolstoy would have agreed, But basically, what emerges from what he's saying, he has a very strong conviction, and this is very precious in its own right, that, you just can't, and that, he's not talking about, whether it's mutter or aser. A get for no reason, should not be chal. That's really what he's saying. And the only reason, that the Gemara says that b'di'evad it works is because even if we can't put our finger on it, and this is, again, confirming other things, there must be, an implicit sinna, and then he has, this interesting line, there can be, senseless, love, there can be senseless hate, which is just an interesting comment. But, so there is a reason, is what he's saying. But if there was no reason, if there really was no reason, then the get would not be chal. Fundamentally. Again, I don't know whether there's nafka min. Well, there is a little bit of a nafka min, but it's how you look at the whole get mi'ava, situation, basically. So get mi'ava, in a way, is a different kind of a reason. Meaning, once you're saying that gittin, requires a reason, so then the reason itself, governs the get. I mean, the default is you have an ishus and you can't just walk away from the ishus. Right? So you can only do that, if there are grounds. And then the grounds themselves, become so important that maybe different grounds, reflect different components, assuming that there are components. That doesn't really build up, but that's the assumption. So it's just a very interesting. He's basically telling you how he always thought about this, how he slowly reconciled, but still kind of remained convinced that the relationship between grounds for divorce and the content of the divorce, is, so even though this is topic number two, in a way, it's really rooted in the whole issue. Yeah, go ahead. Gabaget, Amra Torah, the snail, or the son of, right? Sina natura beliba levam. He doesn't even express it. We don't even objectify it. Yachal agarish. Lazeh, matzrecha gemara. Lo yuchal l'shalcha v'gomer. Kisha anu roin. Right, or margishim. Right. Vindez if it's our... the travel or the experience will be a bad experience, right?
ימי חורפי עמדתי זמן רב בבתים הזו, וכל פעם ששמעתי כשאדם חולת מסוכן, אבל לא היה לבנים, והיה לו אחים, ושמעתי מקרובי האישה, שם לו לשדל ממנו גט כדי להציל אישה מנזיקה סייבם, הייתי בשתומם ומתמיע, ולבי, מהיכם עמדו רבוסינו כדמינו,
Meaning, how can there, once you're taking this position, right, that, you know, you have to have, there has to be an objective, whether it's implicit or explicit, whether it's conscious or subconscious, that, you know, Gittin is not going to work if there's no foundation. So well, how do you know that Get Me Ava? That's a whole different category. You know, maybe there's no krisis get at all. Maybe the motivation there is the opposite, right? Yeah. That's how this is the genesis of his thinking, basically. Sharei ze yadua, he loves his wife. What do you mean he's divorcing her? Shema get dena koris b'nei amena potra filim yibu. The kama pamin nasai can see what's going on here, right? Nasasi v'nasati rabosai v'chaberai. Like, you know, people started running away from every time he'd see them. He'd ask them this question. But he's very passionate about it, obviously, right? V'lo hushiva li davar, shayi b'siyasha bolibi. Like, he didn't like the answers that he was getting. Acha karasi b'masechet Yevamos. One day he was reading a book, you know. Masechet Yevamos. So, like, it's just so interesting. Like, it's like a diary, you know. V'lamadati b'mishna perika isha rabba. I just didn't remember that it was so good until I looked at it. Yeah, go ahead. Ben Masya, Isha Gusha me Isha velo me Ish, she'ena Isha. What does that mean? Right. Amina lo begemara. The Gemara says, "Amar vira marav, have the Rabbelazar the Midrash be Marganisa v'darash be Chaspa." My Marganisa, the Tanya, Isha Gusha me Isha feel lo niskasha le Misha psul lakuna. That's Reach Aget. So Reach Aget is what brought him to the epiphany, you know, that there's something called Grusha Me'isha, based on that diuk in the Pasuk, and that's Reach Aget, you know. And once there is that category, oh, you know, then maybe the idea behind it really is you know, Get Me'ava, Ad Kan Lashon HaGemara, Zeh Lashon Rashi. And Rashi does say something a little funny there, right? Lo niskar shel meisha kagon shekasav ged yavda. Bama la reh mugurash as we many. Go ahead.
Yeah, the first of Chalada, lo niskar shel zuligam, right? Ela meisha mitrada psul lakuna in meis virtual linase. Bach megersina, behind your reh, forget the apostle lakuna ad kan.
So why does he say in meis v'hutcho linase? That's the diakal, that's the word Ruch and Fishok Pearl is also quoting from that, Rashi. Right? What do you mean in, it says, she's psula lekuhuna, right, nifrin psula kuna, in meis v'hutra lihinase. What do you mean in meis v'hutra lihinase? Right. Yeah. B'hainu reach aget. Harei lecha b'feirush. Isha, in other words, her husband, right? And of course, that is questionable, right? Because it's the interpersonal relationship. You know, the next step is, you know, somebody who's connected because of a relationship to him. You know, namely, you know, the Yava. You know, Achiv. That's already a next step, as we'll see. And he himself is going to end up kind of pulling back on that because he wants to get Tosis in this too. Okay, go ahead. Kol Yimei Chaya. Now, he has some chidushim here that I just wanted to share. That's why I wanted him doing this. Go ahead. Lo kasav Rashi v'kasav l'get v'kasav bo harayat mugureshes mimeni v'yat meteres chal adam. This is unbelievable. Mashma be pirusho.
Right.
But so what is he saying? He's basically saying that the chefza shall get, this is an, if you're going to already believe that there's such a chalos as a get me'ava, right, which works, you know, differently or piecemeal, so what does the text of the get say? Right? So his take is that the text of the get says hareat muteres l'chalada, but if he gives it to her and he says v'iat muteres l'chalada, right, so some people would say that that's just ridiculous, that's a chucho flula. He's saying, no, that's like the bitul lishma of the get with respect to its koach hamatir. And then, even if he decides to change his mind, and the get actually says, areat muteres l'chaladam, but he already was mevatel that lishma, so it's not going to help him anyway. Okay, go ahead. Elishab lishono zehu mevatel bamiraso. Wow. I mean, it's just sensational. I mean, it's really... I mean, again, but you couldn't do that if, like, I'm analyzing a little bit, but meaning implicit in this is like, oh, we figured out based on the fact that, you know, there are basically two psukim, like one in the context of psul kahuna, isha grusha meisha, right, lo yikach, and the other one, you know, lo matzachein beinav, mishilcha mibeso, v'holcha v'hoysal isha acher. So basically there are two parshios, which means that there are two chalos geirushins. And again, Rabbi Yochanan Fischer Perl is going to suggest that the Rishonim who count them twice in minyan of mitzvah, so not up to him even yet. But, you know, it's because he believes this so strongly, what he's saying is, even if the text says one thing, I mean, it could have said, even if he held so strongly, that it has to be reflected in the text of the get, because there are two different types of gittin. He could have said that. What he's saying, which is comes from the same place, but it's the opposite legal view, is because this is such a possibility and it's these components and it's, you know, it's a maslul, if you want to call it a track in Gittin, so he can be just like, you know, he can be mevatel kind of the lishma, and once he does that, you know, it doesn't, you can use that get still, that's still mechudash, but you can't revive, you know, either, even orally, you know, the words are still there, but they're basically, you know, they're gone. Wow. Okay. Yachakach kishechoza v'not l'miyada. Of course, that's going to be a problem for, you know, the chachamim in the case of chutz, because then the Mishnah says that you can be megarish, you know, a second time. Right? Okay, so you can ask that. Go ahead. V'achakak kishokozer. A Torah, right? Ksav ha-sofer hubata. So then he asks this question, which is obvious. Afagav de gabe kishdabi kisha omar reb muteres l'chaladim chutz miploni omru chazal b'mishnah. That's the Mishnah in the beginning of Amagarish that we saw. Reish perik basu de gittin kitzid yasi yitlen of a men of yasi yitlen of a yomar reb muteres l'chaladim. Right? So how, why is that true? Why don't you say kishomar chutz miploni lo bitul kol mashmos ksava sofer? So it'd be like a parallel thing. Meaning, according to the Chachamim, if you say Hareat Muteres L'chol Adam Chutzli Ploni, the get is not effective. Correct? Correct? Because there's not enough creases. But you can use the get again. Just use it properly next time. Why don't you say, oh, the Dibur, you know, messes up the, you know, so that's what he's asking. Elektas Milashonak Ksav Bito V'Ika Nisha B'Mekomo V'Kiyumo. Lefika kashir b'yir yatzir v'yadneno v'yomer ha'rebi does cholon v'chazer v'kiyim kolak sav shal sofra v'lachash shabita b'mamaro kol mashmos halashi. He's saying no, because here, there the problem is, you know, you what you did was a chucho tlula. It didn't work. You know, you tried to invent like some fantastical, you know, miktas matir. It's a little bit, in a way, like it echoes a little bit, you know, that Hagah in the Avne Milui, right? Meaning, it's gora when you say, you know, hare at, you know, muteras l'chol adam chutz l'ploni. That's worse than saying, you know, the einat muteras l'shum adam, because you are acknowledging the matir part, but you're doing it in a way that is internally contradictory. It's like a chuchot tula. It's absurd. It doesn't have any meaning. It doesn't register. That's what he's saying. Ilo milus michtav hasofer, right? V'heim harayet mutaras cholon, b'mei kai mageh, k'shiyasov yom harayet mutaras cholon, amar iksivus hasofer, k'var batal banam k'sivu l'shma b'inan, in the case of, there's no matir. Anyways, but so that's his chiluk. That's also important. Mikol advar manal, this bar in beferush ishazu. In this case, ein lo takana lehinase l'shum bal ba'olam sharehin nisheres beisurin shesisam kol olam ad shiyamus abal kamosha kasav Rashi beferush pesul lekuhuna. Why does Rashi add in mace hutrili nase? Right. Why do you mean a mace? Right. Abal kol yemechay vasurili nase l'shum adam kiim lo, because he's interpreting that reyach aged is a get me'aba. Right, so it's grusha me isha, and he's also assuming, and this is a big assumption, because he could have said, "Oh, you know, he was megaresh on the track of, you know, their personal relationship, you know, but he left intact the mutaras l'chol adam. Is he still a bailim over that, or by negating, you know, component one?" You know, there's nobody in the world now that can do component two. That's his view, which is fascinating. Imkein mi yuchal atir alma ein lo bal ba'olam ve'enish ba'olam shiuchal iso sa elazu abad levado. And therefore, this, in the case of this woman, right, she can remarry him if she chooses, if, you know, the mother allows it, you know, and the gvirim in the family. But otherwise, you know, he couldn't give her a get to be matir her. You know, it, meaning the Makilim always all said, she's Megoresha, she can just do what she wants. Right? The Maram Lublin said, you know, they tricked this poor little guy. You know, he might have been a strapping 16-year-old, but he was like still 16 years old, you know. They were like playing on his idealism. Mm-hmm. And you know, so in the end of the day, nothing happened. And the Levush is saying something in between. No, it's really a get me'ava, you know, and either she remarries him, or she's stuck. Which is extraordinary. Until he dies. If he dies, that's something else. But it's fascinating that his existence is part of her being, is part of what's osar her, but for the Levush, he needs to be like an active Baal with a heter in order to be matir. Again, you could have argued on a number of these points, even within the worldview. And again, Aruch HaMishnah Perl thinks that all these gaonim are saying all these details. But okay. Me'achshav, go ahead. That's what Gemara calls it, a marganisa. You know, like, you know, a treasure. Right, so he's saying, "Oh, I figured out that this treasure, you know, has implications that were never spelled out in the Gemara explicitly, but that he thinks are implicit. So it's like a, you know, it's like a double treasure or a super treasure." Go ahead, Vani Matsasi.
Right.
This is also fascinating. He's saying, why does this have to be? And again, you know, the Levush, again, obviously this is something that bothered him about Gerushin. Again, you can really see the whole, it's like an amazing window into whatever. But he also is aware, clearly, because a big, you know, he's the Levush. So he's also aware that this, no one ever said this before, that it's not explicit in the Gemara, it's not explicit in the Psukim. You know, it's all based on a certain on assumptions and a very profound global understanding. But, you know, it would be nice if it was explicit somewhere, right? So he's aware that that's where you get the defensiveness a little bit. So it's like, that's where you all of a sudden get, like, you know, Durachel Darchi Noam, you know, which he totally means. I'm just trying to explain. It's deep conviction, but, you know, these are the signs of it. The Chalila Torah Seinu Akdosha Shekol Drachel Darchi Noam. Lahatir, go ahead. I mean, if it's get misina, you know, how could there be such a thing? So it can only be in cases of get. Now, would the Torah have allowed, you know, a situation where he divorces her because he hates her? Or at least he doesn't have Abba. He has no intention of remarrying her, but he can keep her. And again, it's a strong taina. It's just that it's not like a Drachel Darchi Noam that's far-fetched. It's like a very compelling Drachel. Would Torah allow such a thing? Certainly not. The only time you could have such a thing is if it's Gerushin Mi'Abba, because the whole point is, you know, that it's his way of doing a chesed, you know, but the goal is to remarry her. There could be a situation where, you know, he changes his mind. You know, that's the weak link, I guess. You know, if she changes her mind, that's up to her, you know. But he's just saying, if this was true objectively, and as a get me sinner, it would be like a disaster. It would be a mean, you know, extortion kind of a... Right. Sharei kivinshu magarish osu mitel sinna, badei daita lasa, go ahead. Vayem came the imusel shel Torah. Elevade mairi magarish osu mitel kava, kagon shlotei skuka liyavam, vadaita miyavim b'choy shiasav isu, go ahead. Lachein eina matir liyama. Right. You're doing an amazing job, because you haven't even seen this before. So... What? Oh, good. Even better. I did talk. Okay, great. Okay, but either way, you're doing a great job. I'm just running because I don't want to take, you know, so much time, but it's... Yeah, go ahead. Meaning, it's, he's not trying to imprison her. He's trying to... You know, he's trying to give her every benefit of the get, you know, with the intention of, you know, neutralizing it. If, you know, if in Yirtzeh Hashem he returns to good health. It's just so interesting. Yeah. We pass him like the Chachamim. Right, which is what Tosis says also. If it's get misina, right? And he doesn't think there'll even be Reach again, which is right. Meaning, it in a way, it all this perspective, as we already noted last time, it kind of mainstreams Reach again. Right? Now, the standard view is that this whole thing doesn't work. That doesn't mean that there aren't components in a get, but you can't isolate them in this way. But there's a special deal in Reach again, and then you have like Tosis's balancing act to say it's true that, you know, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that Reach HaGet, you know, is different, but there's a, you know, a link, and that's what we tried to explain. But according to this perspective, you've in a way you've mainstreamed, you know, Reach HaGet. You know, that's not just some side halacha, you know, by, but of course, you know, at the cost of creating, you know, this whole category. So very interesting. Dim Kein Lam Amrin and Hacha Bistam. It wouldn't even be Reach HaGet. Yeah, that's also very interesting. Meaning, this is part of the beginning when he's telling you, oh, you know, his odyssey. Like, you know, I was always disturbed by the Mishnah in Gittin. You know, and then basically saying, yeah, there always has to be grounds, you know, otherwise this whole thing is invalid, not just not nice, sundering lamako. It won't work. So then he's saying, and this becomes a little bit hard legally to define, but tama bekol get holchen achar machshava samagarish, like how flexible is it? You'll see in a moment that for him, you know, there's even within get me'ava. Well, you saw it already, which is great. So I picked the right person. We did discuss a little bit, I guess, that. But, right, even within Get Me'ava, there are two tracks, in a way, because of Hakol Hochen Achar Machshavas, you know, Hamagarish. So we'll see that in a moment. Yeah, go ahead. Gemura. Now this is also very interesting because again he still has to account for the fact that none of this is explicit, none of this is in the Parsha, none of this is in the Mishnah, right? Go ahead. Like he's bothered by these questions. Right. Lo dibur miget kazeh, the kol masechet gittin. So again, this isn't really an answer, in my opinion. It's a little bit of a feint. You know, it's like, no, because of course, I mean, the psukim and the you know, the Gemara, they're only going to speak about the batir kind of a get. Isn't the whole question why are they only speaking about the matir get and not the oser get? He's saying no, because they're obvious. They're talking about the matir. No, so I think what he means is like, you know, the bigger, the more mainstream get is the matir get, and the, you know, mostly that's the purpose of a get. Okay, but anyway, it's a little bit okay. Go ahead. Avogad zeh because says v'yatsa v'yatsa v'deso. And then he's actually using the fact that he has this more extreme view, namely that once you have a get me'aba, that he cannot be nobody can be mater her other than Misa Sabal itself. He's saying, oh, that's the reason that, you know, because otherwise there's a mater part even to this get. He could still be mater her. But because it's so distinctive, he's saying, so that's just a totally different concept. Yeah. Afilu mitzvah mabiyatz will get pam shnia. Go ahead. And then he has to admit, Alpha Peace seems that Kavanah's Rebbe Elazar ben Maaseya. So that's the reason why it's not mentioned anywhere, because it's so restrictive. Okay.
Okay.
He's saying, oh, you know, it's interesting that the phenomenon, you know, the minug, ha'ola, the minug, you know, in halacha, is that he has such a phenomenon, you know, that, you know, they always push right away that they should get remarried. He's saying, everybody thinks that that's stama minug or neitzatova, right? But according to me, he's saying, that's really the halacha, because that's what the get is, and these are the only alternative. Go ahead. Meaning, when a person is megarish in this state, even if he doesn't say hareat, what he's suggesting is, even if he doesn't say hareat, you know, megareshes mimeni, you know, v'iat muteres l'chal adam, since we know that that's why he's doing it, it's a get me'ava. Like, ad kedei kach, he thinks this is, you know, not obvious, but that this is a real and you know, acute, like acutely present, you know, kind of a get, that, you know, even without spelling it out, the circumstances make it implicit. Wow. Okay. Skip a little bit. V'kim shekeinu omar nishakol drachim shamarnu. You have that? Shenishma b'divar asher perish re'ach haget yeshba hu she'isha zosei natakon linosat shenishba olam rak ba'la harishon yisrael yitzchak kandizkar na'afilu b'get sheni lo yuchalat tira li'alma b'shem bofen klal l'klal. You have that?
Yeah.
The Khalila Lahalo Saldas, go ahead. Okay. Then I have them skip a little bit. He says, how come the other people didn't do this? Shelo yibikim bedin reyach haget. Do you have that? Va'odye shlomar? Bein zedochek sharafilo atanu rabbi lazar lo yadazad shibo rav umatza marginisa bebraisa v'lo yamurga b'neim bezmano. It's very interesting because you have to explain, like, you know, how come, where did, who, you know, no one ever said any of this. Again, Rabbi Yerucham Fishel Perlo, you know, 300 years later, you know, figured out that all the Gonim held this way and all the Rishonim. he could have saved, you know, the Lavush a lot of Agmas Nefesh. Although it maybe pushed him to be more. Avraham Senu Kadmonenu, Shayu Achre Agamara, that he's admitting that they're the one. She Yadu Matzo, he Marganisa, some called Divrei Behuda Amara, who Pashataya Din Beneim. Right, right? Ayad shehitu es hamagarish. When we talk kach pasuk shiachal hamagarish latir la'alma began sheni because it was all toes. He says alzei ani omer bevada ima dvarim brumerim heim bedvarav shayget muta im kein lohi abakol krisis aget arishon afilu potu mechalitza machshir asa betoes lohi abakol aget lichros alafrenishon mibala afilu because the whole thing was just a trick. Im hayu dvarim kein im kein adayin. Because he wasn't so sure about it, even though the Maram Lublin says that later on, I guess he was convinced, you know, that it was enough of a. So, Kol de Milsa, you have that? Vienna, Shum Takona, Linase, Ishkim, Labala, Rishon, and Niskar, Kalamato, Sayyide, He said, this is so obvious, that's why I didn't put it in my sefer. Okay? Asher li ho'il. Varisi shanoa gay, because everybody's telling the get me ava woman that she has, you know, that she should remarry. So they didn't think it was enough of a chiddush to put in the levush. That's what he says. Okay. Blishim pikbuk klal. Wow. V'amarti shibidin Torah nogu kain v'lo mishum benag bialma. Esanir lan yathayti kasavti v'chasamti and so on. Akhre shar kasavti v'chasamti psakanal k'kol ha-kosav l'mal l'shoy b'ein ha-dvar b'rur b'amitim l'chonim l'isharim Bilibosa Mumatukum Lachech Lebal Sechal Umada Khalakorimbo Erase of the Ksas Bale Tracin Amude Olam Rosh Shivas Likrosam Ktsasam Mehem Yodaladvarai. Wow. The Ktsasam Hem Yom Shamatsu Diborachad Betosvas. This is one of the weak. Right? Some of them said to him, yeah, yeah, yeah. And some said, what are you gonna do with Tosfos on Pei Gimel Amud Beis? Right? Shasosa Kola Yesoda Shoitzavti, I love Kalabinyan. So again, the Levush is taking no prisoners here. You know? Amarti lehem v'harus li osa dibur. Show me the Tosas. The herali adibur v'besachet kitten resh perak ha-megarish pei beis on beis v'dibur ha-matzchil. Right? V'im tomar. We can skip that part. Ad kan l'shon ha-Tosas. Go ahead, you have it, Yehuda. The heim yevinu masha kosa b'Tosas in but meis mutal is yave mafa pishapsu l'kuna rei mamish neged ha-psaka now. Shekasavti. Why? Mipnei sheheim choshim should get kazesh abal ein anos nela shetehi nefredes mimenev lo te mutaris liyama ein oker zika sayibam umutaris lisyabam liyolam abal ani omer shadayim heim bechutz vile yardu lesofo mikdas tosis beget kazeh al kochet sarchani lahakti magdama. This is where he ends up saying, you know, since it's akol tolui bedas amagarish, there are actually, you know, there are levels within the get meyava. Okay, Al Kain Tzarchin Lahakdim. What's that? Da Shadaver Pashadu Shemagarish Esisha Shlo Beged Gomer Alam Anashi Yehu Nifra Levado Mimena Vloter Matosi Alma Ashadibra Bzeh Torah Pasuk Isha Grusha Meisha Kamosha Mafurish Lamala Like Mafurish Pasuk Ena Bedaberes Beisha Osezeh Below Tam The Atu Beshufni Askin and Loyasa Kain. Right? I'm sorry. Loyasa Kain. Hine Ani Matzasi Sharbe Ta'amin. Now he's saying, ah, get me Ava. Not all Ava is the same. This is, I guess he is agreeing with Tolstoy a little bit on this part. Or, yeah. No, again, Tolstoy said all Ava is the same, but not all sin is the same. But anyway. V'ani ne matzasi shahar be ta'amim nimtza'im li'isha osezesha megaris l'shishto mimena levada v'ena matir li'al. U'kvar yadata sho'ichachti la'el sh'ze ha'pasuk eni medabri l'misha megar shem yava v'har be'ofanim nimtza'im be'megar shem yava. Lifamim yesh ba'avas mama. Lifamim yeshba ava sabrios. Lifamim yeshba shirotzalatzila mitirdas vehezek betorah chachalitza. Right? Ketsa. Lifamim yizdamim liisha shiyesh lekorov echad shu ashir ba'oevosa. Vayinosa lo matana beruba. Rakshasone lebala. She's not getting the present from her, you know, her favorite uncle because he doesn't like her husband. So, you know, if he can divorce her, you know, she'll financially benefit. Machmas sinas bala ein anosim leklum. Ukshabal roez mitoch avosa shoevosa shetatasher he afila below who nosim loget shetain defrens mimena vena matir liyama v'choshish mitoch kakiten oso ha'ohev korov shalomatonos ulefamim yizdamein liish v'ishto shenizdav giyachet vein zivu gam ole yafa machmas sheroin shemiyom shenizdagvu yachet nasa hi cholonis. Okay. The Shamati Kamapam Shakrovim Yomrim is if only they, you know, is Pordu Zogazai Sakhozeris Labriusa. Ukishmo Balas Advar Mela Mitochavaso Megarish Osakadeshian Differiana. Of course he's still an idealist and an optimist. So he's thinking Avalena Matiriam of Khoshev Ula Yishtana Mazel Shalahem, the Yaksov Yisos. Lufamim Lambanim, Vunafalamishkav, Yarishamatipa Lufne Yabam, Kevitsaros Mitochavasosa Megarish Osa. Quite a pasuk. Kamosha mashma l'shon Rashi. Ukvar kasafti she krisus getza ain't a chorus because v'kolze kibo again shenita namotiv zaken beina lefika kishi izdamena get machmas avos amamon oh machmas avos abrios right as opposed to save her from chalitza who knows sein la get stam in a masker shum davar acher ain't a oker bezag get rak ishuso levad avozikas hibum achiv. That's a further kiddush. Eino Okarth are two levels in Isha Grusha Me Isha. The Kivit Shalahutar, Kala Isar, Shanasar, Machmas Kiddushav, sorry, Amar Vyat Mutaris La Alma, right? Gam Isar Hayibam Lahutar, Velo Nakar Mimakomo, Imkain Afa Pisha Nasar La Kohen, Donifra Dami Baila, Avarea Haget, and Mes Hazika Lonis Akra. The amazement. Again, all this to be miyashay, but instead of just saying, okay, yes, you're right, this Tosas is against, say the but the Tosa Rosh agrees with me. If only Avi had been, if only he'd have Avi with him. He'd say, okay, but I got the Tosa Rosh. So the printed Tosas doesn't agree with me. Because of the printed Tosas, he expanded this Chiddush, right, that there are two levels of Geit Miyav. That's when he comes back to what he said previously. Imkei Masha Ochachti, Mipasukza, Mipirish Rashi, Nir, Shemaisa, I get the Vienna Yakach, Shekoma Seva, Choldevrema, Yimochichim, Shekavana Samala, Yelatzil, Mizikas Hayavam. Okein, Ladir, Rishon, Menichoza, Yomer, Kol, Nibilsa, Shisha, Maras, Batsheva, Bataktsin, Rabvivish, Eila Takana, Linase, Shemadam, Kiim Lachsar, Linase, the Balrishon, Kimar Yitzchak, Yisrael Yitzchak, Wolfish. The Chola Matir or Sol Isha Cher for the Begat Sheni Matir Isha Sishli Alma Machil Sarabim Harbus Mamzerim Yisrael La Shemei Yunam Divrei Achosim Mordechai Nikra Yafa. Wow. Okay. Anyways, I only have to stop it again. This is a really fascinating tshuva. I did want to just mention that again. So Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel Perlo is kind of the other side of this, and he is just again very very. Like expansive. Okay. Just to point out just a couple of his chidushim. Number one, he thinks that there's a tshuva of Rav Sajagon that says this, that Megarish mi sina chutz mi ploni o mi kol adam ein bareach haget rak mi ava. A lot of the chidushim that he develops really are in the Levush, so I'm not going to mention them. The biggest chidush that I want to mention is his suggestion that anybody see it, like the biggest chidush. Number one, that two mitzvos. I think he says that for Al-Bar Saloni, that there are two mitzvos and minyan and mitzvos. That's quite remarkable. That's one. And there's another massive chiddush. You did, yeah?
Maybe you don't even need to write it yet. You can just do it Alba Mira.
That you don't need... No, you don't have to write to spell this out, but that's already in Levush itself. But he has a monumental chiddush. And that is, anybody? He's not sure about it. That in this situation, the Baal could be Mekadesh her, could marry her, Baal Korcha. No one saw that? Yeah, that's what he's mistopic about. That in the Get Me'ava, it's possible that he could be Mekadesh her against her will. Where is that? Anybody have that line? No one has that? No? It's up there? Yonatan, you have it? Found it? Go ahead. He wants to be tolet then on the machlokas between Rashi and the Rajba and Kiddushin, or Rashi and Yavamos and Rajba. Why can't you be Makadesh and Isha Bal Karcha? Right, Rajba in the beginning of Kiddushin, of Days on Days, talks about an issue that we talked about at the very end of June, right? Where, you know, the issue of Talui v'Kaddish. So there, the Rajba says you can't be Mekaddish and Isha Bal Karka because it's a Kenyan, and then there's Das. You need Das. Rashi Nivamo, Rashi kind of says that also in the beginning of the second paragraph of Kiddushin. But Rashi Nivamos has this line about, you know, v'yatsa v'haisa. Yeah, did you find it, Yonatan, or not? You don't have it there? It's towards the end. 568, maybe? Right, so this, you know, again, I think I talked about it at the end in June last year, more than anything, or maybe I mentioned it this year also a little bit. Meaning the like, what would be the basis for this? So he's toled on those two things, but I'm not even sure if you have to be toled on those two things in either direction. As I've indicated before, whenever you have, you know, when people are not bound together at all, then the ability for one person to be machriach the other person, you know, in a legal matter, just can't be justified. Because there's no tziruf. What's the relationship between them that A can impose his will on B? But when there's already a bond between people, right, then you could have a dominant, you know, partner, you know, in a relationship. That's why there can be gittin bal karcha. That's why there can be yibum bal karcha. That's why, I think I mentioned this, not this year, then last year at that point. Tosis in the beginning of Ksubis talks about, you know, the language of the Mishnah, ha'isha niseis. Right? And then they discuss, well, it says ha'isha makadesh. So Tosis says, it's a little bit of a play on the Gemara in the beginning of the Gemara in Kiddushin, right, you know, where the Gemara says, well, you know, you might have thought that it was bal karcha kamash malan. So Tosa says something similar about, you might have thought that, you know, that Nisuin would be Bal Karcha, you know, Kamash Malan. So the Shita Mukubetzis and Ksuvis and the Marsha on Tosas there, on the Basam Dalek and Ksuvis, basically say the same thing. They say, oh, this is really a little Mechudash, because we already know the Gemara's conclusion that even though it says Ho'ish Mekadesh, that you can't be Mekadesh Bal Karcha. So it sounds like what Tosis is saying is, even if we knew you can't be Mekadesh Bal Karcha, we would have thought that you could be Nosei Bal Karcha. Meaning, if she's already Mekudeshes to him, but they haven't done the Chuppah, that the Chuppah part could be imposed against her will. And that's what Tosis means. So what's the difference? The answer is, the difference is, number one, Nisuin is not just half of Ishus, you know, it's a different half. You know, the main kinyan is already done. And also, the relationship already exists. So when there's a relationship, in theory, you know, it's still an open question, but you can justify more, you know, that one person dominates that relationship and imposes his, A poses their will on B. So the whole discussion of get me ava, and this idea that, you know, on the one hand, you know, it would actually go back to, you know, to this question. For example, ironically, if you were not to say what the Levush says, let's say you were to say that, you know, in the get me'ava, right, he's megarish her, correct, from his point of view, and she's not muteris l'chalada. But let's say if he chose to be matir her, that he would be allowed to, or would work. meaning inyan that. So then you might say, like, there's still some residual effect. But if the idea is that it's a complete break, and he can't even bambimata her, right, then, you know, would that be enough? Would that be enough of a would that be a sufficient bond or zika such that, you know, one could impose his will on the other? Maybe not. But either way, this is a suggestion of a Bruchim Vershel Perlo, which is actually quite sensational. And more, the most sensational thing of what he writes is page 572, column 2, and throughout, and that is his view, and with this I have to run. I just want to say one thing before I go. His view that everybody agrees to Nistama Begerishim Yava Urcha de Milsa, Bezebade Midaraisa Silakahuna, and Al Kapon Mizbar de Medivra Gaonim, Ashiltos, Habahag, Chuvasagonim, Nistaye Da Sarav Halavushim, Vechenish Litzade, Gamba Divre Shar Harishonim. Wow. Okay. So this is a really interesting issue. Okay. Tomorrow I'll be here, but we'll no shear tomorrow. And when we start after Yontif, we'll start with the question of the relationship between the Pim Velo Mepik Savam and Shtar, meaning the three Gemaras, the Gemara in Ksuvas Avchav, Yevamos Lamed Aleph, and Gittin Ayin Aleph, and the Rashi, you know, Ala Torah, and the Rebbeinu Tam, and the Rambam and Hilchos Eidos. I want to start with that right after Yom Tov from Yerut Hashem. Okay. I've got to run because I'm a little behind.